bring the court to order, please. Let the record reflect that all members of court are present. We have one item, it's a consent item under Commissioner Precinct Two.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We now recess our Commissioners' Court and convene a public hearing for consideration and adoption of the budget for fiscal year of September, year ending September 2017.
You gonna have a pledge?
You know, we don't have it on the agenda, but I think we probably should.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
You would join in our pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
It's not noticed on here for a prayer either, but if anyone would like to volunteer to give a prayer, we'd certainly appreciate that.
Sure. Most gracious Heavenly Father, again, we're thankful for this beautiful day. We're thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon each one of us. And thank you for the privilege to pray, to stand and salute the flag as we say the Pledge of Allegiance. We ask that you be with this court, be with them with the decisions that they make, that it be pleasing to you and benefit this county. And we ask for your blessings upon our men and women in the military, those who serve to keep us safe at home. Watch over them, keep them safe. And most of all, we ask that you forgive us for our sins. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We are now in our public hearing, so if there's anyone that would like to address the court on our upcoming budget. Mr. Yall.
Judge Dwellin, Commissioners, I'm here for two reasons. First of all, I wanted to present a Golden Hammer Award, but my civil rights have been violated because a rubber version of the Golden Hammer cannot make it through security because J.D. Lambright, the county attorney, instructed the security people not to allow any sort of hammer through security, even one that has no metal or hardness in it. This Golden Hammer Award that I'm presenting to Jim Clark, County Commissioner of Precinct 4, is not in the least bit funny. The Montgomery County Animal Shelter is nothing short of animal cruelty. On Sunday night, a group of us walked into the shelter.
Yall, this is a budget hearing.
Yes, and I'm addressing the animal shelter budget.
Okay.
And an expenditure related to the animal shelter, Judge Doyle.
Okay.
May I proceed, sir?
Please move along.
We saw animal cruelty in there. There is a room in particular that I refer to as the death room, where there are cages with live animals in the same room where they euthanize animals. There is no reason for that to be in the same room. There are other jurisdictions, including Harris County, where criminal charges were brought under 42.09 of the Penal Code for that exact practice. What I discovered this morning that is directly related to the budget that you are now being asked to pass is that this county has entered into a contract with a gentleman by the name of Bradley K. Meyer, who is a public relations consultant. He's being paid up to $2,500 a month. The county has actually paid several thousand dollars because I have found the disbursement record for that. Mr. Meyer is writing speeches for Commissioner Clark. Mr. Meyer is taking photographs, drafting press releases, and he is supposedly working to improve the public relations and the image of the Montgomery County Animal Shelter, as his written contract states. Judge Doyle and Commissioners, when you pass your budget today, I believe that you, if you do not change that provision, either take it out of the budget altogether because it is offensive, or at least at a minimum require that those funds immediately go for taking those kennel cages out of the death room and moving them to some other location in the shelter. And I hope that Commissioner Clark will make an immediate trip to the shelter and do that himself. Now, what I was going to say before I found this out and before y'all violated my civil rights is, when I started this budget process a few months ago, I found a very broken process. No process for developing the budget. The members of the court don't communicate. And by the way, that's the Golden Hammer Award that I can't hand Commissioner Clark because it's been stopped by your security. The members of the Commissioner Court don't communicate with county bureaucrats or each other about expenditures, even in the form of discussions in open court. And the members of the court as a whole don't listen to the citizens. And when the citizens try to communicate with you, the judge and the commissioners seem to block input. I want to just say, and even though, as you can tell, I'm not very happy, there are some positive signs that I'm seeing coming out of this horrible budget you are clearly about to pass. Number one, I truly do believe that two members of the Commissioner's Court are starting to listen, and I do want to compliment them, Commissioner James Nowak and Commissioner Charlie Riley. It is very clear they are trying to open the lines of communication to people who have concerns about your budget. Second of all, there is a solution for the animal shelter. I believe that right now the Commissioner's Court, for some reason, seems to be ignoring it. The Commissioner's Court is just saying, oh, you know, Yalik's posting stuff on social media. Lori Elliott's posting stuff on social media. There is a budget solution that, as Judge Barb Sadler said in his comments on Facebook yesterday, needs to be addressed today as part of the budget you pass. And finally, thank goodness, today is September the 6th. We only have 24 days to wait until October. And I assure you that in the month of October, there will be an October surprise with respect to the budget. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to address court today concerning this budget? Mr. O'Sullivan.
Bill O'Sullivan, the Woodlands, Texas, Precinct 3. Recently, there's been some talk about reducing the tax rate. And 25 cents a dollar, whether it's $6 or $25 a year on a $250,000 home, these are gestures. If you're going to get to budget, you got to get to spending. And you have to be aggressive on it. One of the places you should address is you're calling the pay raise a COLA. It's not a COLA. I think I've explained that. A true COLA would be about 10% of the raise you're doing. Tax receipts are down. People are being laid off in the energy sector, in the Woodlands. Homes are reducing in value. A year ago, we decided to reduce the bond by $70 million because the price of oil had dropped to $62 because we didn't know where it was going. Well, I guess it got down to about $34 or $35. And it had a strong impact. So when we look at that, we have to tighten our belts a bit. The other area is the Road and Bridge Fund. You have things in the Road and Bridge Fund that shouldn't be there. Take them out, put them in the regular budget. That's going to put a squeeze on other items in that budget. But if you don't address the absolute needs in the Road and Bridge, then you're going to have less growth in this county, and you're going to find yourself behind the eight ball. So you have to address that issue, which you admit you're 20 years behind on. The other thing was, I don't quite understand, and I was surprised to find this out, that we were putting forth a $350 million bond when we had $60 million in pass-through funds. And I don't understand why we didn't use those pass-through funds first before we went out and put more debt on the backs of the people. So I think you have to look at those areas, particularly going forward, particularly the mobility, particularly the road and bridge fund, and I think a true COLA would be a smart thing to do at this time. And the 25-cent or dollar impact is a gesture towards we don't want to raise the tax rate, but that gets overcome by appraisal values easily anyway. And I think when you address things to hold down what people are going to spend in taxes, you have to look at the spending side first. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. O'Sullivan. Anyone else that would like to address court this morning? Yes, ma'am. On the budget issues.
The shelter's under the budget, right?
It is, but let's keep it to budget.
Okay.
This is really not a shelter question today.
All right. My name is Lori Elliott. I reside in Commissioner Nowak's precinct, and I'm here to speak today actually about how the money is being wasted at the shelter. I was one of the individuals who did a tour of the shelter on Sunday evening from 9 to 11. I took photographs. Commissioner Clark was there. He saw me taking photographs. Given our history, I think he realized that my photographs were not being taken to help his PR team. I've posted my photographs on my Facebook page, along with descriptions. I urge every one of you to have someone in your office go to my Facebook page, find those photographs, download them, print them out, and look at them. They're in the budget. I think that you are considering is an extreme increase in the budget for the shelter. I urge you to please go and look at the shelter before you do this, throwing more money at it in its now condition under the leadership that it has is not the answer. We saw animals, unaltered males and females, housed in the same kennels. How is that helping our county? How is that in any way going to help ease that problem? It's just going to make it worse. We are failing. Please, use our money wisely. Employ people at the shelter who know what they're doing, who care what they're doing, and who are going to take care of the animals. Thank you.
Thank you,
Ms. Elliott. Anyone else who would like to address Commissioner's Court today? Sir.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners. My name's Reagan Reed. I'm from Willis, Texas, Precinct 1. Come to address a couple of items here on the budget and speak in favor of Commissioner Nowak's proposed 1 cent cut in the tax rate. Jesus said, render to Caesar what is Caesar's, and render to God what is God. And I believe that Caesar is seizing a little too much these days. I recently got elected as precinct chair in Precinct 50, and as over the course of knocking on hundreds of doors, a common theme that came up with everyone, and it didn't matter if they were Republicans, Independents, Democrats, everyone is that I talked to is against more taxes, and in fact is in favor of much lower taxes. And so I believe that lowering the tax rate, while the actual monetary relief that we'll see is not huge, I believe it's a good gesture and it's a good precedent to start setting. And so, I mean, I'd honestly like to see it cut more than 1%, but I believe that that is a step in the right direction and that would be a good policy for the court to follow. And so please take that into consideration. But I think a big issue here is the appraisals. And I would really like to see someone tackle the appraisal problem in this county. And personally, one of the big issues that I see is the fact that on the appraisal board, we have two current elected county commissioners, Commissioner Metter and Commissioner Riley. And honestly, I believe that's a conflict of interest for the same people to be setting the appraised value of the property and to be setting the budget and spending the money. And so I would like to see a separation of powers in our property tax process. And moving forward, I believe it's good to start with the 1 cent cut this year, but I think we need to be looking in future at different ways to cut the budget in different areas in order to lower taxes overall. But one of the areas I believe that we can cut this year is in the animal shelter budget. And I mean, I hear from everyone that that's involved with the animal shelter that they believe that the budget should be cut by $1 million. And Commissioner Clark, I believe I saw a statement in the paper saying that we actually spend a less amount of money per animal than pretty much all the neighboring counties. And so I believe that if this extra $1 million for the $3 or so million animal shelter budget was going to the animals, and that's how the money was being spent right now, then perhaps it could be justified. But what I'm seeing, the vast majority of the money here is not going to the animals. It's going to, you know, staff and benefits and Dr. Hayden's $140,000 or so salary. And as I'm looking at the animal shelter budget, I do not see a ton of transparency. There's a lot of vague items. And so before we just add another $1 million, I would really like to see more specific items on the budget there. So those are just some of my thoughts. I'd just like to conclude that I think the overall outlook we should have on this budgeting process is that this is not the government's money. It's not to be budgeted as the government's money. This is ultimately the people's money, and all of y'all are elected stewards of the people's money. And so please keep that in mind and act accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Anyone else who would like to address the budget process this morning? Okay. We now adjourn our public hearing and reconvene Commissioner's Court for action on our budget. Just a couple of thoughts on some of the things that we heard today. You know, we do have some pass-through funding that comes through. That pass-through funding, Phyllis, if I'm correct, is used to retire the debt on the bonds that we issued to build the five projects that we did with TxDOT.
That's correct, and we've worked with our financial advisors, and we do have a schedule where it's anticipated to retire that debt, not in full because it wasn't sufficient ever to be expected to retire that debt in full, but in part through the life of that debt.
Right. So just a clarification on that. And the idea that we do have members of our court on the appraisal board, they're not on the appraisal review board. They sit on the appraisal board that sets policies for the appraisal board where they hire, sets who they hire as far as the chief appraiser, but you guys don't hear any of the
it's an administrative appraisal board only.
That's what I thought. I do believe that there is some major changes that need to occur with our appraisals, and I have a meeting this afternoon with Mark Turnbull to begin those discussions on some of the options that may be available to us for appraisal reform. I don't know what's going to happen in the legislature this session. I think we're going to see a lot of changes through our legislature. In how appraisals are done and the way taxes are collected and assessed. So, and we really don't know what those are going to be this year, Commissioners. It's going to be interesting to watch where that goes, but I do know that we see every day, I hear every day, from individuals who are concerned about their appraisals going up. And so we're going to start to try to address some of those issues, which is where the real change can occur. When I look at our budget, like I said earlier, we're 16% of most of everyone's total tax bill. We could reduce our budget significantly. It's still not going to have a huge impact on the individual tax rate as long as those appraisals keep going up. And so I think those conversations are absolutely critical. So just a couple of thoughts of mine. Commissioners, anything you guys have in mind?
A question on the animal shelter budget and the budget for the county as a whole. Commissioner Clark, I think last time we met, you had mentioned that the animal shelter budget would be reduced by $1 million or so. Ms. Martin, what is built into the budget for the animal shelter? What is the budget for the animal shelter?
The animal shelter is $3.4 million.
Okay. I have not seen a breakdown of how that $3.4 million is going to be allocated. And I believe, based on the last time we met, that the shelter budget was going to be reduced by $2.2 million. So can we vote separately on the animal shelter budget from the budget in total? Can we adopt those separately?
The The budget that's proposed before you is one that we prepared based on things that we had discussed that seemed able to be worked in. So in the animal shelter was discussed before, and we tried to work through those reductions. There were some challenges in doing it in such a confined time strength because it would require a lot more detail than we had time to get into in just those next couple of weeks. The quarter cent that was discussed by Judge Doyle was something that we could do relatively easily and quickly, and we built into the budget that's before you. To answer your question, I think the answer is probably yes, but it would require some time for us to go through and identify where those changes need to be made. We would have to handwrite them in there because today you have a budget before you that's my understanding of what it is you wanted to adopt.
Well, I would like to make a motion that we approve the budget with $2.2 million in the animal shelter and that we work to identify how we're going to lower the budget from 3.4 to 2.2 million.
Motion, is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Commissioner Clark, any comments on the animal shelter budget?
Well, you know, I didn't, you know, I said I would go back and look to see if we could get to $2.5 million because I've looked at the, you know, when I really drilled down and looked at some of the past numbers for the animal shelter budget and some of the things that some of the folks have been here talking about and discussing and the problems we're having, and there's one common denominator with the animal shelter in the budget, and it's always been underfunded. Well, when you don't fund something at a proper level, then it doesn't work. And one of the big problems is that you know, numbers don't lie, and numbers, you know, I'm sure in Indiana animal shelter budget's different, but across the nation, the intake of animals should be 30 animals per 1,000. But if you take that on our population currently, we should be taking in 16,500 animals a year right now. We've been taking in 21,000 animals. What does that tell you? We're not, you know, one of the functions that we're supposed to be performing at the animal shelter is a good, healthy spay and neuter. The problem is spay and neuter costs money. If you don't fund that, you know, it's like trying to fill up a fuel tank with a hole in the bottom of it. It's never going to get full because it's all pouring out the bottom. Well, if we don't address the issue, the real issue of spay and neuter, which I've heard, you know, from my opposition, from my constituency or whatever, Commissioner, we're not doing enough about spay and neuter. So if we don't take care of the spay and neuter problem, which is number one on my list of things that has to be done when we get the budget passed. And if we don't take care of that problem, then we're just going to continue to see that number grow. And, you know, the average number to run an animal shelter is $8 per capita. Well, you take Montgomery County, we've been, you know, 2.2, 1.8, 2.5, you know, all over the board with the animal shelter over the past 10 years. And I think the animal shelter has probably been in turmoil more than 10 years, but I mean, just looking at newspaper articles and things, the shelter's always been in turmoil, you know. I just happened to decide to raise my hand up at the right time or the wrong time. You pick which one it is, but at $8 per capita, we should be at $4.4 million. Well, am I just going to take a number and say, well, that's where we should be, and that's, you know, let's do 4.4 million. Absolutely not. We took, you know, Mr. Yalick made a comment about you know, I don't know how he arrives at what zero-based budget he in. We just didn't take the budget and say, okay, well, looks like $1 million will fix it. You know, Dr. Hayden took from the bottom to cotton balls to sutures to everything and went all the way up and built this budget to $3.4 million. And we keep getting attacked and attacked and attacked repeatedly. Why is some of the conditions? This budget hasn't taken effect, folks. We're still on a $2 million-something budget right now. None of that money's been applied. You know, Dr. Hayden's leaving. And, I mean, y'all continue to beat the drum and holler and scream. And, you know, Dr. Hayden is there for two functions. He's there as a interim director, and he's there for his vet license to stay there so we can get medications for the animals. Was it the perfect situation when it happened? Absolutely not, but that's what we had to do at the time. Everybody that is here today that I see, I think pretty much knows we're looking, we're doing a nationwide search. We're getting a lot of good applicants in from what I can tell from HR for animal shelter director. It's not going to be a veterinarian salary. It's going to be at a director's salary for a county this size. And, you know, just to come and say, you know, we're going to continue this chain of events that we keep doing, and it's like everybody says we're going to waste this $3.4 million. Well, that's nothing further from the truth. There's a lot of stuff down at the animal shelter that needs to be fixed, needs to be addressed. And, you know, well, the main thing is we're going to get a new director. And, I mean, you can't just put an ad out one day and you've got a director the next. So my goal is to have a new director in by November the 1st at the very latest and to move forward with this budget that's needed to do the job that the animal shelter needs to do for the public, because it's not getting it done right now, I can tell you that. And if you want to say we want it fixed but we don't want to fund it, it doesn't work. So you got to pick which one you want. Do you want to fund the animal shelter and take care of obligation that we have, or do you want to continue to not fund it and everybody's up in arms because this is broke, or we're not doing this, or we're not doing that. And, you know, when you don't have money to order uniforms for the employees, or you're about to run out of money for medication for the animals, and we have to, you know, move some money to get something there, I mean, that's telling you that the budget is way, way, way underfunded when you're having to try to make things work. So I think we need to go ahead and do the right thing. And the right thing is to fund the animal shelter at an acceptable level, just like we do all other departments. Go through with the budget and then make absolutely positive that we attack the number one problem, and that's spay and neuter.
Commissioner, when you were reviewing from our last meeting, did you find any cuts that could be made in that budget anywhere?
I found no fat in the budget. None. I mean, it's you know, when we, you know, I guess that, you know, maybe we should go down with each department head and go line item by line item, but that's not a feasible option. Otherwise, we'd spend our whole 6 months, you know, going over the budget. But I did go line item by line item with Dr. Hayden and Mark and go through the budget. I'm just here to tell you, you know, it's not an easy thing to get up here and say, I made a mistake, but I thought we'll just cut the budget and, you know, we've made it before with this. But, I mean, I see now it's just as clear as it can be what the problem's been, and it's been that we've underfunded the shelter. That's why we have all these problems and continue to have these problems. So we just need we need to get a new director in here, head in a new direction, get some veterinarians. I mean, folks, we got so much turmoil surrounding the animal shelter. I want to address Mr. Yellick's comment about a speechwriter. Brad Meyer has never written a speech for me. So please get your facts straight when you come up here and talk and throw loose things around loosely. Brad Meyer is a product of the negativity surrounding the shelter. You know, if you don't start putting some, if you don't want to put some positive stuff out there to try to help the shelter, you know, I understand if you've got a problem, this is America, you can speak up and you can say anything you want. But, you know, in order to keep people coming into the shelter and keep things happening, you know, we do have to, I'm not a press release writer, I'm not a PR writer, and it's a shame that we've had to come to this, but as you can see, over the course of the last almost 2 years, we have had a lot of negativity surround the shelter. So if we're trying to create a positive image for the shelter so we can continue to do business, well, I'm
and you don't think that's the way that money needs to be spent, but he's never written a speech for me. It has nothing to do with anything other than to have a good image for the shelter. And, I mean, I can tell you folks, I don't get any extra money for working with the animal shelter. I held my hand up and said I'd do it because I feel like I'm an animal lover. And I've been cussed, kicked, spit on, and a death threat. So if you think this is an easy thing to do, we had a meeting, a lady had left a bag of rocks in her chair after a meeting. I'm going to tell you, you've never, ever in your life experienced anything like dealing with an animal shelter. And if you just want to go online and do a Google search for animal shelter turmoil, Montgomery County is not, you know, isolated in this event. It's a nationwide thing. And you know why? Because animals give unconditional love, and people love animals. I'm an animal lover, and I don't mind saying it. Me and my wife went in to do a surprise inspection this weekend. Had no intentions of adopting an animal. Walked past a cage, picked the little puppy up. You know, we're in front adopting the animal. And, you know, one of the ladies that's here actually took our picture and wrote a little nice piece. And I thought that was great. But I didn't go to get PR. I didn't adopt an animal to get PR. And then if you'd like to go and see how some of these folks will attack you, you know, you take a positive thing like getting an animal out of the shelter. But, you know, I was just attacked on Facebook. I'm tired, folks. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of all the fighting. There's a lot of good people down at the animal shelter. There's a lot of good volunteers that have, you know, done a great job. Some people have got vocal. Some people have got passionate. But the time now is to do what we need to do, and that's fund the Montgomery County Animal Shelter at an acceptable level. And I think 3/4 of the national average is quite acceptable to both the taxpayer and to the animal lovers. And if we don't start doing something about the problem, which is spay and neuter, and that's in that $3.4 million, we're going to continue to pay $3.4 million. It's all tied to how much dollars per animal. And if we start getting the pet population down, the budget will come down. But if we continue to underfund the animal shelter and do absolutely nothing about spay and neuter, we're just going to be right back here every single year doing the same thing over and over. Thank you.
Okay. Judge, I want to make a comment if I could. I appreciate Commissioner Nowak's motion. I just couldn't say it because I don't know what it's going to take to run that animal shelter. We're looking at, me and Tim Hollyfield right now are going over the budget. Commissioner Clark knows that. We're looking at it. I think there's some money that's going to be carried over this year. But if we, and I know this is not going to be cutting the budget, and this is not going to be cutting the tax rate, but when we swept money from one department and told somebody, we'll set it over here to the side and you come prove to us that you need it, why don't we do that with the animal shelter? Why don't we take $1 million and set it aside? And if he does need it, and we know they need it, then we'll work on it. Now, I know it's not cutting the budget. I know it's not doing all the above. But I still don't know what he's carrying over. I still don't know what he's going to need next year. And we need time to look at that.
And let me, you know, clarify for people out there listening and stuff that, you know, well, why would we need $3.4 million if we're carrying money over? Well, the money is restricted line item, and that money that's going to be carried over is monies that was earmarked for veterinarians. Dr. Hayden's been trying to hire a veterinarian, two veterinarians, for the past 5 months. We finally have, I think, attracted one that said they'll come. Why is that money in the budget? Why is it there? Because no vet wants to come. We had one of the greatest vets, one of the top five shelter vets in the U.S. that said he was going to come. What do they do when they start looking at us? They went online and started looking, and he had agreed to come and picked up the phone and said, Commissioner, there's no way I'm coming into that. He said, y'all need to get things calmed down. He said, I'll consider coming. I think You know, Montgomery County looks like a good challenge, but with all the problems you've got, you know, that's the reason we have the money left over in the budget, because we can't hire any vets, because vets don't want to come. Your license gets attacked. Your reputation gets attacked. So, I mean, I just want to make, and I appreciate everything you said, Commissioner Riley, and you're talking about restricting $1 million of the budget. Well, you know, it's broken out in, what, 12 or 13 periods? And you get so much each period, so.
Well, I'd rather see us, if we got carryover money, let's just take that. Don't let the budget carry it over. You can work with your 3.2, whatever it is that you have. But as far as restricting $1 million, I'm not necessarily for that. But if you have carryover money that you didn't spend because of these issues that you got at the shelter or whatever.
Let's put it to reduce the budget.
Don't carry it over when you spend the money.
I don't.
Yeah, just don't do it.
I don't disagree with that. But I mean, I'm just trying to let people understand the challenges we're facing. And
I know I've been doing this a long time, and like you said, that shelter has been it's been an issue for the whole time I've been on court, obviously. But I certainly respect you taking on that duty, because it's not an easy one. That's a hard job, and I think you're very, very sincere. I think you're doing the best you can do, and I think we need to give it an opportunity this next year to see if it'll work. So.
Commissioner Riley, was that going to be a motion? Did you want to make a motion to either restrict $1 million or we could even fund the first 6 months at $1.7 million? That gives you plenty of time to go in,
I'll
look at the budget.
I'll just make a motion that we take the $1 million and set it aside.
I second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? Ms. Martin, what did you budget for the shelter? What was your recommended budget for the shelter?
Recommended budget is $3,408,230, so about $3.4
million. Yeah. And really, okay. The only way, Commissioner Riley, to do this is if you're going to take $1.7 million and for the first 6 months and you want to restrict some money, I mean, you can't from day one, basically, we might as well just cut the budget to $2.2 million if you're going to take $1 million out of it.
Well, what I'm saying is, if we told the sheriff that's what we was going to do when we swept his budget, he can come up here and tell us what he needs. Same thing they can do. It's no difference.
Yeah,
it's no difference at all.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
So, gentlemen, one of the challenges that you'll have is if you removed $1 million from the budget and all staffing positions were filled at the animal shelter, he would be destined to run out of money. Your staffing and your benefits are in excess of the $2.2 million.
Well, yeah, but that'll be at a point in time. Commissioner Riley's looking for is a month or two to go through the budget and present an alternative. So, I mean, if we have 1.7 or 2.2 in there, that'll certainly get us to first 6 months of the year. Correct?
Well, of course. I mean, unless there's just some over expenditure of the budget in general, yes, the $2.2 million should get you through 6 months of the year. If you filled all of your positions, you may be looking at layoffs, though. And if you never gave it any extra money,
well,
you would be looking at an inability to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll come back and justify it.
You have to do any kind of layoff.
Pretty simple.
Come right back up here and ask for it.
Absolutely.
That's what we were telling other people.
Yeah.
It's fair.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
And that's for $1 million even?
$1 million set aside, and we'll review the process through the first 6 months. So we have 3-4, 2 against, motion carries. Okay. Any other questions or comments, commissioners?
No, sir.
Any proposals?
For tax rate? Yeah, so when we're looking at the tax rate, I after you made the recommendation of a quarter of a penny, I went back and just reviewed the history of Montgomery County's tax rate, appraised values, tax collected. Just a couple of things to point out that just from 2012 to 2016, the appraised value in Montgomery County has grown from $35 billion to $52 billion. That's a $17 billion increase, or 48.5%. Just this year alone, 2015 to 16, we're going from $43 billion to $52 billion. taxes collected in 2012 was $178 million. This year it'll be $251 million, which is an increase of $73 million, or 41%. The current tax rate in the tax rate in 2012 was 48.38. The current rate is 47.67, which is a decrease of 1.5% in the tax rate. A home value in 2012 was $198,320. Today, that home is valued at $268,685. You've seen the tax burden increase on our taxpayer from 2012 at $959.47 to $1,280.81. That's a $321 increase, or 33.5%. What that tells you is when you look at the appraisal, the growth in appraised value at 48.5%, 33.5% increase on a home value, that 73% of the property tax growth is on the back of our homeowners. So I think that we can lower the tax rate by a penny, and what that will we can do better. It lets our taxpayers just keep more money in their pocket, and when the appraisals are going up as they have, it's our homeowners that are taking it on the chin, to the tune of 73% of that increase is right on their back. I believe that a 1 cent tax reduction is measurable, it's meaningful, it's responsible. The cut would come from the capital improvement fund that we have set aside. So I worked with the tax assessor. Judge, it's about $3,914,222 more coming out of that fund than the original.
Above the 1.2.
Above the 1.2. And Judge, to give you full credit, you came up with the idea. I just looked a little bit deeper at it and thought that if we're going to make a cut, let's try to make one that is going to be a little bit more impactful, even if that means next year or the year after we have to tighten our belts a little bit more. I think that the taxpayer will appreciate that. And this 1 cent tax rate decrease still fully satisfies our debt service requirement. It funds our operating budget, keeps the road and bridge rate the same. And in addition to all of those things, it gives both the county and our citizens the opportunity to save a little money for the future. So I'd like to move that we adopt a tax rate of 4667.
That would reduce that cost on a $200,000 home from about $6 to $21.
I think 24. Something.
Still not a big number. I mean, either one's not a big number on the overall bill. And when you look at the average, at a $200,000 home with the average tax rate, when you calculate school districts, hospital districts, college district, everything else that's out there, what were we looking at this morning, Ms. McCray? Was it 2.9, around 298 per house? A $200,000 home is going to pay about $5,800, $5,875, I think is what we calculated. $954 of that to the county. Not a big percentage. And you start cutting, it doesn't make a big difference in the number. My concern is, we know we have some large capital expenditures upcoming. We know that's coming. We've never before been able to set aside capital funds. We're able to do that now. We hear over and over, pay as you go, pay as you go, which is what I'd like to try to do. Because if we issue debt, the issuance of the debt itself, the interest on that debt drives a big cost to the taxpayer. So if we can set aside those capital funds, I think we're ahead of the game by far doing that. If we want to look at reducing that, instead of reducing that capital fund, you know, we talked about a 3% COLA. What if we reduce that to 1% this year? About covers the same cost.
Yeah, we could do that.
Is that a consideration, Commissioner?
I'd consider that, yeah.
That way we can still cut the tax rate by a penny. And
still leave the capital fund intact to address future growth. Would you like to amend that motion?
Yeah. I'll amend the motion to take the COLA from 3% to 1% and leave the capital improvement rate where it stands and still cut the tax rate to 4667. I think that's a great move.
I second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. This is with what we just talked about, okay? All right, so that'll change this number. .4667. Okay. 3.94. Okay. And that'll change all of these as well, right? Still at 0762. Okay. Commissioners, I have to make a motion that I don't really like to make. The reason I don't like to make it, I think it's misleading, but it's required by the legislature that we make this statement, that I make this statement. While our property tax rate is going down 1 cent, our overall revenues will increase because of a new construction in Montgomery County and the appraised value that's on our books. But this is the statement that I have to read. I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of .4667 per hundred, which is effectively a 3.9% increase in the tax rate, which
is certainly below inflation and population in Montgomery County.
It's a very misleading statement, but that's the way it has to be read. So we have.
Can we move on that?
That was a motion. You have
yes.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And, Judge, while we're...
Well, I got two more motions that I have to make here.
Go ahead.
Is that right, Tammy? We have to make the second one. I would entertain a motion to consider and adopt and set an order and resolution to the 2016 ad valorem tax rate for debt service of .0762 per 100.
Move. For second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And finally, I would entertain a motion to consider and adopt and approve an order and resolution allocating the 2016 ad valorem adopted rate of .3419 for the general fund, .0486 for road and bridge, and .0762 for the debt service fund.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is that, Mr. McCray, is that all the formal motions we need? Yes. Amy, are you happy with all that?
Gentlemen, I believe we're going to need a recess because the proposal that you made is very sweeping and it impacts every department in the budget. It's not possible for me to adjust that today. So I'm going to need a recess and y'all will need to re-meet to approve the budget, the written budget document at a later date.
Do we have time? Are we okay on scheduling?
The requirement is that it be approved before, within 30 days of the beginning of your fiscal year, which is the month of September.
Can you take a short break?
Yeah.
Maybe like 5 minutes.
We'll take a 5 minute recess.
And then we'll come back.
Okay, we'll recess court for 5 minutes. Back to order, please. Phyllis, you're going to need some time to recalculate. We can't, now help me understand, we cannot approve the tax rate until the budget is approved. Is that correct?
Correct, Judge. In the order of going through the budget process, you have to approve the budget first.
Okay.
Some challenges that we're having is there's a conflict for timing in this courtroom because there's another meeting that's supposed to occur right now and is scheduled to last until at least 4.
Okay.
So what we need is a little bit of time to, my understanding is that you're desirous of lowering the tax rate by 1 cent from last year, and that you'd like us to work that into the budget document. There's been a little bit of confusion on where you would like that worked in, that reduction worked into the budget document, and so I need y'all to clarify that for me. I need to be able to go try to work that into the budget document, and then we could meet back here after your recess at maybe 4:30 to finalize the process, at which point then you could adopt the tax rate. So I need you to rescind your motion for the tax rate, but informally you could let me know what tax rate it is that you're interested in so I can work that into the budget.
Okay.
Yeah, the tax, 46.67.
Okay.
Which would be a 1 cent reduction. You need to figure out where we can move the monies around to get to that. Is that what you're telling me in the budget?
Well, y'all indicated that you'd like to take...
capital improvement.
Correct.
End of story.
So my understanding now is you'd like that out of capital improvement, which is something I probably could achieve by this afternoon, as opposed to salaries, which affects every department.
Okay. Yeah.
But your concern with moving it from salaries is that the salaries have already been published and the date has passed for anyone to grieve those?
The concern is for elected officials, yes, sir. So your increases that you might want to change to county employees, you can do. But elected officials' salaries are required to be published.
Well, I'm not going to change the county employees and not change elected officials.
Correct.
And the elected officials' salaries have already been published, and the opportunity for those officials to grieve their proposed salary increase has already passed.
Okay.
So if you're desirous of all employees, elected officials and county employees, having any increase be the same, then you would not be able to take it out of salaries without going through the whole republish process.
If we do it out of the capital fund this year and then look to work it the other way next year.
And we could do
that by this afternoon?
Yes, sir. We could do that by this afternoon. And
Amy,
we could,
when do we have to have the tax rate approved?
Today.
Please just do it out of capital improvement. We'll come back whenever you tell us you're ready.
So then I need you to rescind the motions that you made earlier for the tax rate, because we have to approve the budget first, and I don't have a final budget document for you at this time.
Okay.
Okay. We have a motion to rescind the tax
rate. Motion to rescind the tax rates that were previously adopted.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And you had the direction you need, 1 cent lower, 4667, take it out of capital improvement.
As well as the effect to the animal shelter budget.
As well as
how do we handle the notice, though, the grieving?
We don't do it now. We're taking out capital improvement, not salaries.
Okay.
All right. So we will now recess Commissioner's Court again until 4:30 this afternoon.
That would probably give plenty of
opportunity.
Okay. That would give them opportunity to clear out this room because they're supposed to end by 4.
Okay. All right. We'll recess then until 4:15. 2 minutes. Let's bring the court back to order, please. Phyllis, were you able to get some numbers put together?
Yes, Judge. We've incorporated the decrease that you had discussed in the animal shelter budget, and in light of what you had said earlier today, we increased the contingency balance by that much money. In the event they did need to come and ask for those funds later, it would be available in contingency.
Okay.
It's in both of those departments in a corresponding line item, which is titled Final Budget Adjustment, in contingency as well as in the animal shelter budget.
Okay.
We also incorporated the additional 0.75 cents that was discussed this morning, because we already had 0.25 cents built into it, and have taken that like amount out of the capital project funding, which sits in non-departmental. So what we wound up with is a total budget that equals $347,914,687, and that's on your cover sheet. I gave y'all each a cover sheet.
No.
Inside the. I didn't give you a cover sheet. We'll be bringing you a copy.
So our capital project fund is down $6 million from where it was. Is that what you're telling me?
I believe it's $8 million, Commissioner. I'm going to it.
It will now be $8 million, or it's down $8 million.
Let me go to it.
We were at 347, we were at 353.
So if you look on page 43 of the budget, if you can read those page numbers, I apologize for the size of them. toward the bottom, it's the line titled Capital Outlay. It's $8,080,778. All the way to the right.
Okay, yeah.
Under $5 million left.
Yep.
I'm sorry?
Yep, we're good.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I move on the budget as recommended by the auditor? Or you got to do
No, we got to do the budget first.
Okay, so I move on the budget.
That's correct.
Second.
Questions or comments, commissioners? All in
Go
favor?
Go ahead, Dave.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we have, I'm assuming, the same three...
Judge, did you, at the beginning of this meeting, reopen Commissioner's Court?
I did.
If not, okay.
I did.
Thank you.
Okay. In accordance with Section 26.05 of the Texas Property Tax Code, the following language is required for the adoption of the tax rate. And again, under protest, I'll read this motion. I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.4667 cents per hundred, which is effectively a 3.94% increase in the tax rate.
Second.
I made the motion. We just need
a second.
Okay. Any questions, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
The motion carries. Item number two, we'll entertain a motion to consider and adopt and set an order or resolution the 2016 ad valorem tax rate for debt service of 0.0762 cents per 100.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. And finally, we'd entertain a motion to consider and adopt and approve an order allocating the 2016 ad valorem adopted tax rate at 0.3419 cents per 100 for the general fund, 0.0486 cents per 100 for the road and bridge fund, and 0.0762 cents per 100 for the debt service fund. Okay, under number one, so that's a separate, okay. All right. Let's go back and do that one first. Consider and adopt and set an order for the 2016 ad valorem tax rate for maintenance and operation of 0.3905 cents per 100.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Now, consider and adopt and approve a resolution allocating the 2016 ad valorem adopted tax rate of 0.3419 cents per 100 for the general fund, 0.0486 cents for the road and bridge fund, and 0.0762 cents for the debt service fund.
Move.
Judge, would you repeat road and bridge and debt service, please?
The road and bridge fund is 0.0486 cents per 100, and the debt service fund is 0.0762 cents per 100.
Thank you.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Ms. McCray, is there anything else that you need on that? Phyllis, are we good on all the motions that you need?
Yes, sir.
Any other miscellaneous items, Commissioner? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.